In lower land, it's larger rivers, that way.
What's the difference between a creek and a branch?
Well, a creek is larger than a branch. A branch is something small, you see. And a creek is larger, and a river is larger than a creek.
Is there anything between the sizes of a creek and a river?
Well, yes. Of course, there's some creeks that's pretty good size. It is large as some rivers, small rivers. Mm-hmm. But most of the rivers is larger than at least a third, or probably as large again as a creek is.
What about the word bio or bayou?
Bio. Well, that's something like a slough. Something like a slough. Where water stands in. And of course, that's in kind of bottom land, like something like swamp land.
Mm-hmm.
And it rains a whole lot. Well, the water at the lower end, the lower part of this, the lower side of it, the water will drain out down to the bank.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, when it gets to the bank, it won't no more drain out, but it stays dry a long time, it'll kind of dry up in there and keep getting lower in it.
Mm-hmm. But you'd call that
some called it a slough and some called it a bow.
Uh-huh. Which would you call it?
Well, if it's an extra large one, I'd call it a bow.
Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of small, then it's called a slough.
Mm-hmm. What would you call a small rise in land?
Well, that is a hill land. That's something like a mountain.
Mm-hmm.
Call it a mountain.
To open the door, you take hold of the door?
What? Knob, the doorknob.
Do you ever use the word knob talking about land?
You do it.
Use the word knob talking about land?
No.
What do you call the rocky side of the mountain that drops off real sharp?
The rocky side of it, it drops off lower. Well,
kind of hangs over.
Yeah, I suppose you call that the drainage.
Uh-huh.
The drainage of the slough.
Well, on a mountain,
That'd be the valley.
Uh-huh.
Of the mountain, be the valley, or the lower part, you see.
What do you call the part that hangs over? The rocky side that just drops off.
And it hangs over.
Say someone's car went over the...
Well, let me see.
Do you ever call that a rock cliff or a cliff?
Yeah, you call it a cliff, a rock cliff. Or even if it's dirt, not rock end, it's still a cliff. But if it has uh-huh. rock end, you call it a rock cliff.
Talking about several of those, you talk about several.
Several cliffs, or several valleys.
Uh-huh. If you had a stream of water that was flowing along and it dropped off and went on over, down several feet, you'd call that a...
Well, you call that a... Let me see, I know what it is when I think of it. Oh, sure, I can't think right now. They have one over here, between here and Natchitoches.
Would you ever call that a pour over or falls or waterfall?
Well, you can call it a waterfall if you want to. Or call it a dam.
Uh-huh.
A dam. Now, they have a dam over here between here and Clarence, between Winfield and Clarence, kind of out the right. They call that a dam, mm-hmm. Allen Dam. A fellow named Allen used to go to it, and they named it him, Allen Dam.